USA Radio News.
I'm meeting with President Putin next week and getting along, let me tell you, getting along with Russia and getting along with China and getting along with other countries is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
President Donald Trump firing up his base at a rally Thursday night in Great Falls, Montana. On Monday night at 9 o'clock Eastern Time, President Donald Trump is set to announce his Supreme Court nominee. Georgetown Law Professor Jonathan Turley believes President Trump will choose someone a lot like Neil Gorsuch.
I think that what President Trump has said is that he wants to get another nominee in the same mold as Neil Gorsuch. You know, I testified in favor of Neil Gorsuch in the Senate Judiciary Committee because I considered him an intellect of the first order.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
As Amazon continues to expand, one of the things they are working towards is their own delivery service, so they will not have to rely on UPS, USPS, FedEx, and DHL. Lee Gallagher is an editor with Forbes. She talks about how much Amazon is expanding.
Amazon has surging demand. It has not stopped in this race to give us faster, better, cheaper at our doorstep. It's really taking the supermarket and the mall and bringing it to us. If you think about it, that is enormously complicated, and it's really maxed out Amazon's ability to use partners like, you know, the USPS, DHL, UPS, FedEx. It's using them all to the max.
And so now, can they not keep up with the demand? Is that
it's
the problem?
So much. It's just so much that's the problem. And of course, it's going to grow from here.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Prime is, relatively speaking, still pretty new, and it already is enormous.
Veteran broadcaster Ed Schultz is dead. Schultz died reportedly of natural causes at his home in Minnesota. He was 64 years old. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you're looking to lose a few pounds and maybe struggling, one of the things is maybe you're not getting enough sleep. Research now shows that if you get less than 6 hours sleep, you're going to have trouble losing weight. Conversely, if you sleep over 8 hours, you may have trouble losing weight as well. So if you're having problems sleeping, though, Dr. Jill Ashton joined ABC's Good Morning America, and she says, first off, before you try some natural supplements or try some environment things, you have to make sure that there's nothing major going on with you medically.
You need to first exclude true medical causes for sleep. So I want you to take a look at this list because this is really, really important. People are finding themselves waking up in the middle of the night. It could be a cardiac issue, something called PND. If you find yourself short of breath, you wake up in the middle of the night, you have to sit up in bed with your legs hanging over or prop yourself up on two or more pillows. That could indicate a serious cardiac issue. Going to the bathroom once a night is okay. Two, three, and four times a night, not okay. Cough could be anything from postnasal drip to GE reflux. And then sleep apnea. These are serious medical causes that have to be excluded before we can tackle the behavior in the environment.
And what can be done to help you get a good night's sleep?
Look at the environment. There are a lot of great products on the market, from weighted blankets to temperature-controlled mattress pads, lavender. Melatonin can be used with caution because it is a sleep hormone. But again, make sure that room is cool, dark, quiet, and remove anything with a screen at least an hour before you go to bed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.